All right. They die. Eventually, the beast that comes up from the abyss overpowers them and kills them. Then they are resurrected 3.5 days later. At that point in time, there is a massive earthquake in Israel. I will never forget being in Orlando, Florida, at the Disney Epcot Center. And I went into one of these displays they had, and it was one of these sort of science displays, and it had all the major known fault lines of the world. And all you had to do was, you know, push a little button, and it would light up a certain hemisphere, and you could see. Well, obviously, we have Zechariah 14 and Matthew 24 and Revelation all talk about these massive earthquakes that take place in Jerusalem. So I went to that hemisphere. I thought, well, we'll just see how true that is. I mean, Israel is nothing but one big fault line. When you look at a map of Israel and you're talking about the whole Jordan Valley from the Sea of Galilee all the way down to the Red Sea, it's one of the largest fault lines in the world. It is huge. And the Bible says that there's going to be a massive earthquake, and so this is completely consistent. Now again, 100 years ago, we didn't know that. You couldn't go to Epcot Center and push a little button and say, wow, the Bible is true. But now you can. Praise the Lord for the Epcot Center. I'm going to have to get a not-so-slick Bible. This is driving me crazy. Every time I put it up here, it slides down here. All right. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Now, jump down to verse 12. We're going to have to do a quick overview. I'm going to give you the answer before I give you the question. Okay? I want to give you the key to understanding this story we're about to read. In this story, we're going to read about certain persons. Let me identify them for you. The woman is Israel. The dragon, this is a real stretch, is the devil. The child is the Messiah. And the offspring are obviously the believers, Gentile and Jewish. Now let's read the story. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. Keep that in mind. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns. Keep that in mind. We're going to see that description again. On his heads, his tail swept 1/3 of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1260 days. I believe this event, this fleeing of Israel into the wilderness, is simultaneous with the ministry of the two witnesses in Jerusalem. All right, so there's a reason they have to have all this power, because there's no one there to protect them. That's speculation. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. Well, stop right there. Satan is not in hell. He is not in hell. I beg you to get that into your mind. He does not own hell, he does not control hell, and he certainly doesn't want to go to hell. It is a prison for him. He is not yet there. You know, we don't put people in prison and then continue, well, maybe in America we do, and then continue to let them violate people. You know, these credit card things they do. Anyway, he is not in prison. He is the accuser of the brethren. He has continued to have access to the heavenlies, but there is a time coming when that will not be any longer. And some think that it's already happened, that recently that this has happened.